This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding. We have the story.
A man shot in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A nationwide search is underway for a candidate to head the Sedgwick County Appraiser's Office. We'll tell you who is leaving and who will fill in on a temporary basis coming up.
A ceasefire between Israel and Iran continues, and Israel assesses the damage from U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear sites. Fox's Greg Palkett has more from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli Defense Forces spokesman describing the damage as significant, setting back Iran's nuclear program, in his words, for years. Reports are Tehran is cracking down, arresting some 700 people for allegedly collaborating with Israel, executing three. Then in Gaza, seven Israeli soldiers were killed after an explosive device was thrown into their vehicle, and the Hamas-led health ministry reports dozens of Palestinians died in the last 24 hours, some killed near aid distribution points.
A man was hospitalized after a Wednesday morning shooting on Wichita's south side at 47th and Seneca. Police say a fight led up to the shooting. The man was shot in the leg and is expected to recover. The suspect was taken into custody.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is appealing an ethics board decision finding her in violation of city code, and a second appeal has been filed by one of the original complainants. The board ruled that in not reading a proclamation during a council meeting in March, Wu failed to fulfill her duty to perform the operations of government as set by city code. The board will meet on July 10th, reviewing the appeals and issuing its final report.
Sedgwick County Commissioners have appointed an interim appraiser.
Brent Shelton, the county's deputy chief financial officer, was appointed as interim county appraiser. Shelton will serve for a period up to 6 months or until a new county appraiser is appointed. Mark Clark is retiring after over 30 years at Sedgwick County. His position will be vacant effective July 1st. A nationwide search is underway for Clark's replacement. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump is returning to the United States following the end of the NATO summit yesterday, where world leaders agreed to a new defense spending target.
The new benchmark, 5% of GDP annually to be spent on defense by 2035. Spain, however, refuses to spend more. Praise for the U.S.'s role in the Israel-Iran ceasefire. And, of course, the president also affirmed Article 5 of the NATO treaty, which says, yes, we'll defend all members if attacked. And quite a bit less focus on the Ukraine-Russia conflict, though Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was on the sidelines at the summit.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork with that report from the nation's capital.
A suspect is in custody after a shooting that injured a Santa Monica, California police officer.
Santa Monica Police Chief Ramon Batista says an officer recognized an individual believed to be wanted in connection with a prior incident when the suspect opened fire with a handgun.
The suspect fired multiple rounds at the officer and fled the area on foot. The officer was seriously injured but is in stable condition and receiving medical care. Fellow officers quickly rendered aid and transported him to a local hospital.
The suspect arrested thanks to a tip after police shared a photo online describing him as a black man in his 30s.
The weapon used in the assault has also been recovered.
Chief Batista says officials believe the suspect is homeless and could be the same individual who recently shot and injured two teens riding in a Waymo. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The annual Greater Wichita Sports Banquet is tonight downtown. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
A suspect has admitted to crucifying an elderly pastor in Arizona. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:07. A Missouri man who was sentenced to death by a trial judge in 2009, despite a jury deadlocking on whether he should be executed, has been scheduled to undergo lethal injection in October. The Missouri Supreme Court last week issued a warrant for the execution of Lance Shockley, who recently exhausted his state and federal appeals and was convicted of the 2005 murder of Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Carl DeWayne Graham Jr. A jury in 2009 found Shockley guilty of first-degree murder, but in the punishment phase of Shockley's trial, the jury failed to reach a unanimous decision on whether he should be executed.
Pressure grows to get Israel and Hamas to agree to a new ceasefire in Gaza.
Presidents from France, Turkey, and the United States have all lent their voices to calls for a truce in Gaza. Now, a Hamas official says mediators from Egypt and Qatar have intensified their efforts too. The Palestinian group warns that negotiations have stalled, however, and no new proposal is on the table. Officials from the Hamas-run health authority in Gaza say 21 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes early this morning. There are thought to be 50 remaining hostages in the territory, around half believed by Israel to still be alive. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A Tennessee sheriff's deputy was critically injured during a live-streamed episode of the On Patrol Live TV show.
Knox County Deputy Dalton Swanger was attacked while confronting a suspect he was tracking in a wooded area near Knoxville after officers responded to a shooting report. The suspect, Christopher Hensley, allegedly struck Swanger with a rock, leaving him unresponsive and hospitalized in intensive care. Authorities later arrested Hensley, charging him with attempted second-degree murder and other offenses. Swanger's made small improvements, and a GoFundMe for his recovery has raised over $65,000. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A suspect admitting to crucifying an elderly pastor in Arizona.
51-year-old Adam Christopher Schief confessed to Fox 10 News in a jailhouse interview that he killed 76-year-old William Shaneman on Easter Sunday. His body was found with his hands nailed to the wall, a crown of thorns on his head. Schief saying he planned to kill 14 Christian pastors across the nation, believing that they lead people onto a false path by following Jesus. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic volume is picking up in Wichita. Not seeing any big slowdowns out there, so that is some good news, but yeah, the traffic volume's getting heavier out there. If you still have that stalled-out vehicle southbound on I-235, a little ways north of Kellogg. So watch out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. How about some more late June, typical kind of summer weather today?
Oh boy.
You know, over the last week, our highs have ranged basically from 90 to 94, so we really haven't seen a lot of change lately. And today will be no different. We have a possibility of a few stray showers or thundershowers out there this morning. In fact, the radar is showing a tiny shower right now moving in on Mount Hope, and there's a couple others back in Kingman County, but this stuff is very, very light. And an isolated storm could pop up later this afternoon. It's the kind of rain where it might rain in East Wichita, but not West Wichita, kind of like what happened earlier this week. And so that pop-up storm chance is going to be there today. A high around 90 degrees. We'll have a light south breeze. Dry weather tonight and again tomorrow. 71 will be our low tonight. 89 degrees coming up on Friday, and then Saturday partly cloudy and 92. I really don't think we'll see much rain this weekend, but Sunday night will be a pretty good possibility as storms are forecast to move out of Nebraska and come down into Kansas. So we'll be watching for that. We're already third wettest June, and a chance maybe to move that benchmark a little bit higher here, looking ahead to the upcoming weekend. And in case you missed it, yesterday we talked about the cool down heading into our 4th of July holiday week, still looking at mostly 80s next week, which is, you know, kind of unusual for early July. But so far, I haven't heard anybody in the office too upset about that. 74 right now in Wichita. We've got sunshine. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Have you already gone out and bought all your fireworks then? Yeah.
Yep. I'm loaded up and ready to go.
What do you got there? Roman candles? You got those?
I got the snap pops.
Oh, snap pop. Okay.
Yeah. But you so, just, you know, the kind you throw down and snap, and then it's over with.
You do that inside the station up there?
Yeah. You know, for whoever misses the forecast, I throw a snap pop at them. Way to go.
You don't get the Michael Schwanke bottle rocket?
Oh, whoa, boy.
That doesn't shoot very high, and it doesn't make a lot of noise, so I pass on that one.
Well, there you go. All right, sir, thank you. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. That's the forecast, Storm Team 12 meteorologist Russ Jansen. Okay, fireworks. Yeah, it's coming up. Just a week away, almost. A little more than a week away. 7:13, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Today is June 26th on this date in 1997. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, also called Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, was first published in London. The book launched the hugely popular series about a boy wizard. How many books has she written now, Ted? Boy, I guess she was on like welfare in London,
yeah,
in England when she got
the book. Cranks out these books that people buy by the millions.
Ed, I've heard of a number of kids, my grandchildren and kids their age, they got interested in reading because of Harry Potter.
And those aren't short books. They're big, meaty books.
Well, the later ones are. The earlier ones were much shorter.
Hmm. Anyway, Harry Potter. Derek Jeter is 51 years old today, retired New York Yankees shortstop. It says it sits here. He, in high school, he was the president of the Latin Club.
I was president of the Latin Club.
And he
Capen.
And he never, ever cusses, apparently. You believe that?
I didn't know that about Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter, having a birthday. He is
51. Converse in Latin.
Okay, so yesterday I went to my dentist. Went to see a Dr. Weigel, my periodontist. They have a little problem with one of my teeth there, and took an X-ray and returned. Anyway, so I'm going home and I'm thinking, you know, I go home and I'll take my lunch break, and then later this afternoon I'll go get my haircut, right? But I thought, no, how about I just get my haircut on the way home? So I stopped in at the barber shop at Sweetbriar, and my good friend Mike Watson. There's a guy getting out of the chair, and I say, how long's the wait? He says, you can wait all you want. I'm going to lunch.
Ah.
And, of course, he looked at my face, and he said, I'll cut yours. So I said, gosh, Mike, it's only going to take you 5 minutes.
Yeah. Huh?
You're not going to miss much. But so he did. He squeezed me in there.
Hey.
He got in the chair and got trimmed back.
Good for you.
All right.
Got the shiny teeth and
shiny head.
Shiny, yeah.
There you go.
You got a nice quaff.
Ready to go there. So if we go to a road trip, you're going on a road trip this summer. I'm talking about, we're going to have Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas on in a few minutes talking about traveling. And I'm thinking about it now. I'm in the traveling mode. So let's say we're going on a road trip. So what kind of road trip are you, Ted? I've got three choices here.
Okay.
How about the one who stops when anyone says they have to go? Say you've got a car with four people in it.
Well, what's your option?
Keep going. Let them hold it.
Ooh, that's kind of cruel.
Stop every 2 hours or 150 miles for refreshments on clockwork. Yeah. Shelly and I, when we travel together, just
that's
the two of
right.
us, we get on that kind of thing. Let's go 2 hours and we'll take a break.
Yeah.
Or just don't stop until you get there. Say you're going 500 miles.
Well, sometimes that's what you want to do. Let's get there.
It's impossible. Are we there yet? Remember that? 7:16, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And, Ted, let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward on sports, of course, as always, Ted.
Got a big event tonight here in town. The 27th annual Greater Wichita Sports Banquet is this evening at 6 o'clock downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. And that does feature some great annual events, including the naming of the nation's top college catcher, the annual Buster Posey National Collegiate Catcher of the Year Award. Three finalists this year are from Notre Dame, Texas, and Coastal Carolina. Here in town tonight for that award. Also tonight, we'll find out the Barry Sanders High School Male Athlete of the Year and the Lynette Woodard High School Female Athlete of the Year. And the guest speaker is pretty good, KU basketball legend Mario Chalmers. Got two NBA rings. He's won a national championship in college with the Jayhawks. Mario Chalmers, your guest speaker. Good stuff tonight, the 27th annual Greater Wichita Sports Banquet at Intrust Bank Arena tonight. Let's go minor league baseball. How about the Wichita Wind Surge? First place Surge win again as they clobber the Springfield Cardinals 10-1 at Equity Bank Park last night. Ooh. With 2,400 fans on hand. They got to see the Wind Surge cleanup hitter, right fielder, Kalai Rosario, hit for the cycle. Double, home run, single, and he capped it off with a two-run triple in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hey, only the second Wichita player ever to get hit with a cycle for the win surge. Hmm. 4 for 5 on the night, drove in 6 of the 10 runs. Pretty good night of work right there for Kalai Rosario. 6 straight home wins for the Surge. They're off to a 2-0 start in first place in the second half. Wichita hosting Springfield again tonight, 7:05 downtown at Equity Bank Park. Not so good news for the Kansas City Royals last night. Once again, just no offense, literally. A 3-0 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays. You heard the action on KFH.
The Royals' June home woes continued last night as the Rays shut them out 3-0. Tampa Bay scored all 3 of the runs in the second inning, playing small ball. A bunt single scored a run, so did a wild pitch, as did a ground out to first base. Royals starter Michael Wach pitched well, 6 innings, 3 runs allowed, but he took the loss. The Royals are still looking for their first win in the month of June. They'll try again today. Matinee, 1:10 first pitch. Well,
yeah, and you can listen to that game this afternoon over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. 4 straight losses for the Royals. They've scored 4 runs in those 4 losses.
Yikes.
0 last night. All right, Royals Rays this afternoon. Listen on KFH. Hey, Alan Hanna from Mays has been named the Gatorade Kansas Boys Track and Field Player of the Year. Alan won the Class 6A championship this year in the high jump, 7 feet 3.5 inches, 3rd highest high jump this spring in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah. He's going to attend K-State. How about that? Alan Hanna from Mays is the Gatorade Kansas Boys Track and Field Athlete of the Year. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Minnesota Twins win at home last night, and they shut out the Seattle Mariners 2-0 to snap a 5-game losing streak. Out of the bullpen for the Twins, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland worked a scoreless 7th inning. He's got a 2.0 earned run average. In fact, his last 9 games, Louis Varland, 0 runs allowed. So he's doing great work, the former Wind Surge pitcher out of the Twins bullpen. Let's get a minor league update on Braxton Hyde, a former pitcher at Butler Community College. He's pitching in single A for the Colorado Rockies. Hyde got a start last night. Good start. 4 1/3 innings, only gave up 1 run. In the month of June, he's got a 2.7 earned run average. Former Butler Community College pitcher Braxton Hyde, the former Grizzly, pitching well in single A with the Colorado Rockies. That's sports with Stephen. I want to talk about last night was the NBA draft.
The Dallas Mavericks were thrown a lifeline when they won the NBA draft lottery just a few months after sending Luka Doncic to the Lakers. And now they get to start over with another franchise cornerstone. The Mavericks selected former Duke star Cooper Flagg with the first pick of the draft, making Flagg the 5th Duke player since 1999 to be taken first overall. Flagg took college basketball by storm in his freshman season, leading Duke in most statistical categories on the way to the Final Four. With the 2nd pick, the Spurs took Dylan Harper out of Rutgers, while Ace Bailey, who drew headlines for not working out with any teams prior to the draft, went to the Jazz at number 5. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And that's sports, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. WBC celebrating the 4th, coming up with $4 beers from July 2nd through July 6th at all 3 brew pubs. Hey, man, that's a great idea for entertaining out-of-town visitors during the holiday. Wichita Brewing Company, remember, $4 beers July 2nd through the 6th.
7:21 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. A common way to cool off might not be so cool after all. That's on the way, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Thursday morning, 75 degrees. A New Jersey Congress member is vowing to fight federal charges against her that stem from an incident outside an immigration detention facility.
New Jersey Democratic Congresswoman LaMonica McIver is charged with assaulting, resisting, and impeding Homeland Security investigators during a May visit to the Delaney Hall Detention Center. She represents the 10th Congressional District, which includes Newark, where the facility is located, and pleaded not guilty on Wednesday, saying the case is about, quote, political intimidation.
The Trump administration and his, him and his colleagues or cronies, whatever you want to call them, have weaponized the federal government.
McIver and other Democratic lawmakers say they were on an inspection visit at the center as part of their congressional oversight role. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A man has been charged with murder in connection to a fatal shooting in West Wichita last weekend. 26-year-old Michael Dixon Jr. is charged with second-degree murder and criminal discharge of a firearm. His shooting happened on Saturday afternoon near Central and West Street. Officers discovered 23-year-old Sonny Stallings had been shot. He later died at the hospital. Bond is set at $150,000.
A heat-related death in Missouri is another reminder to check on neighbors at a time when dangerous heat is sweeping much of the nation.
We want to prevent something like this.
St. Anne Police Major Blake Kerrigan said they found a woman dead inside her sweltering hot apartment. He said the victim's power had been turned off for non-payment for about 2 weeks.
She did have prior medical conditions, so the medical examiner's office is checking into that.
Police say the victim's family did not want to be interviewed or share a picture of their loved one who died. 55-year-old Shauna Thomas in St. Anne, Chris Hayes, Fox News.
A fitness influencer facing charges for threats against a top-rated podcaster.
The Liver King may have to abdicate his throne. Brian Johnson arose to fame for his bizarre eating habits, including raw meat, has been arrested after police say he posted threatening messages aimed at podcaster Joe Rogan. In one of the videos, a shirtless Johnson can be seen holding what appears to be two golden firearms while seemingly challenging Rogan to a fight.
Joe Rogan, I'm calling you out. My name's Liver King. Man to man, I'm picking a fight with you.
Johnson's arrest by the Austin, Texas Police Department was posted to his own Instagram page, which boasts nearly 3 million followers. Austin is Rogan's hometown. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Florida Republican congresswoman's office was evacuated after pro-abortion activists sent chilling threats.
Kat Kamick says the threat started after she was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal about an ectopic pregnancy she had. Kamick, who is pro-life, talks in the interview about exceptions for rape, incest, and instances in which the mother's life is at risk. She believes people mistakenly think that she's in the state legislature and voted for Florida's new heartbeat law, which makes abortion illegal after 6 weeks gestation. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's the third wettest June so far for the city of Wichita, but horticulture agents with Sedgwick County remind us of the importance of water conservation. Abby Drought with the Sedgwick County Extension Center says if you need to water, be sure to maximize the impact of it.
Watering slowly, deeply, and infrequently. It's actually beneficial to allow short dry periods between waterings to help develop a deeper root system and would also be more resilient.
More rain is forecast for the city between now and the end of the month. KNSS News Time now, 7:33, and it's time for a look at the forecast now with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12 is another warm and muggy morning across the metro, and we'll see partly cloudy skies, heat temperatures up to about 90 this afternoon. But after 3 o'clock, we'll be watching out for some isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms. Not expecting severe weather, but there could be some heavy rainfall and some gusty winds. Storms will likely taper off after midnight tonight, and we'll see partly cloudy skies return for your Friday. Temperature right at 90 with a chance of some isolated thunderstorms into your Friday afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now, partly cloudy, we have a south wind gusting to 13 miles per hour, 75 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is Thursday, June 26, 2025. And a reminder that the city will accept free drop-off tree debris from the storms at Brooks Landfill through Friday, through tomorrow, June 27th, during regular business hours. Residents are advised they may encounter long wait times while waiting to drop off that tree debris at no charge. And there's still some piles in my neighborhood in Riverside of tree debris. That was quite a storm. Senator Bernie Moreno is introducing a resolution in the U.S. Senate calling on the Norwegian Nobel Committee to award President Trump the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize for his role in ending Iran's nuclear program and hostilities. Moreno criticized former President Obama's Nobel Peace Prize win, stating, Obama won the Nobel, then he killed hundreds of civilians and did nothing to stop forever wars. Representative Earl Buddy Carter nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, citing Trump's role in brokering an end to the armed conflict between Israel and Iran and preventing Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. So somebody's putting up President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Ted Woodward with me this morning. Ted, we got the big week coming up, Independence Day weekend. You got any fireworks?
Not this weekend, but next weekend. Yes.
A week away, a little bit of a week away. You got your fireworks all lined up yet?
I can't tell you the last time I bought fireworks.
I can't tell you what I did either. It's been a long time.
Of course, I love watching them, but I don't buy them.
Yeah, that's something but my grandchildren like to do. They've almost outgrown that, too, so there you go. It's 7:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and with the big Independence Day coming up, they're looking at the travel and what's going on there. And, of course, AAA is making predictions about what kind of travel we can see. And with us this morning from AAA Kansas, Sean Stewart. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So what does it look like? Is this as holidays rank, 4th of July travel-wise, or is it coming there, 2nd or 3rd? It can't be tops, can it?
Yeah, July 4th, in terms of the summer holidays, July 4th is typically the highest travel volume, and followed by Memorial Day. And then Labor Day is usually less so, just because a lot of the kids are back in school and summer vacations are wrapped up. So, July 4th is usually a pretty busy holiday because it's right in the middle of summer. Lots of family vacations going on around this time. And we're looking at about 72.2 million Americans will be traveling in some form or fashion over the holiday week.
Would you say that, does that mean people who are traveling, you're looking at people traveling over 50 miles from home?
Yes,
you
correct,
usually make
correct.
That qualifier. I figure that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's usually our qualifier, and that includes all forms of transportation. Most people, about 85%, drive to their destination, and then, certainly people take flights and then other forms of transportation, including going on cruises, taking train trips, that sort of thing.
Okay, so that's nationwide, 72.2. Yeah. What's the volume look like here in Kansas then for the week?
Here in Kansas, we're looking about 692,000 Kansans will be traveling. About 585,000 or 85% or so will be driving to their destination. And that's a 1.2% increase from last year. About 27,000 or so Kansans will be taking to the skies to fly to their destination this holiday week, and that's down slightly, about 0.6%.
What are they going to find at the gas pump if they're going by the highway by driving?
Yeah, gas prices are looking good at this time of year. We're at 2.91 average across Kansas. That's about 17 cents less than where we were a year ago. We're about 30 cents less than the national average, which is 3.22, and that puts Kansas at the 10th cheapest average gas price in the country. So generally, if you're traveling in the state or anywhere sort of south and southeast of Kansas, that's where you'll see the lowest gas prices in the nation.
You know, over the past few years, you and I have done this, we've done several interviews. It seems like gasoline prices in Kansas have been a pretty good bargain over the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. We're fortunate. Usually Kansas is in the top 10 in terms of lowest gas prices in the nation. Varies a little bit here and there, but generally in the top 10. So that's the case now. And we're lucky to have plentiful supplies of gas, refineries fairly close by, and several of them. So that's part of the package that we get being located where we are.
Of course, AAA is an auto club, and your members want the protection of when they break down, you come out and help them. Talk about that for just a little bit. Here in Kansas, how many people did you help last 4th? How many do you think you'll help this 4th on the roads?
Yeah, overall, last summer, I don't have the exact holiday numbers, but overall throughout the summer, so June, July, and August last year, just in Kansas, we responded to nearly 21,000 calls for roadside service. So it's just a good reminder, especially during the heat of the summer, to make sure that you get your car in, get it serviced, make sure you're keeping up on your oil changes, check your battery. A lot of people don't think of batteries except in the really cold weather, but we see that as one of our top issues in terms of breakdowns. Tires are another issue that we see a lot of flat tires and blowouts throughout the summer. So make sure that your tires are properly aired up, not overinflated in the heat. And make sure that they have good tread on them so you don't have to spend part of your holiday weekend stuck on the side of the road.
21,000 service calls in Kansas. What was the number one complaint, the biggest problem there?
Yeah, it's usually tires and batteries. Among our top calls every year.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us as always, and have a safe and sane Fourth. Watch out for those sparklers. That can get awful hot. Okay, Sean?
Thanks so much.
Sean Seward from AAA Kansas talking about what kind of traveling we might see next week across the U.S. and across, well, here in Kansas. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up here, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. A downtown Wichita building is going to be renovated. We'll hear about that with Kirk Seminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 746, Steve at 10 in the morning here on this Thursday, June 26th. Three big things. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu will appeal ethics violation for not reading a proclamation at a city council meeting.
Two.
Man shot during a fight in South Wichita, expected to recover, suspect in custody.
One.
Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding. Trump says U.S. and Iran will meet next week. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heaviest traffic in the Wichita area right now does still appear to be in that Spirit Aerosystems area in the K-15 corridor there in South Wichita. However, something you want to watch out for, we've got some really heavy traffic volumes right now. We've got a stalled out vehicle southbound on I-235, and this one is actually a little ways south of Kellogg, and it's starting to slow things down there. So watch out for that traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny with a 40% chance for rain later today and a high of 90 degrees. For tonight, a 50% chance for rain and the overnight low, 71. Friday, mostly sunny, 20% chance for rain, and tomorrow's high, 90 degrees again. Now, partly cloudy sky. We have a south wind gusting to 13 miles per hour. 75 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Amazon's doorbell product is adding AI to the equation.
Fox on set.
Who's that at the door? Artificial intelligence can tell you. Few devices have grown as popular recently as internet-connected doorbell cameras. They let you see who's ringing your bell without you having to get up or even being home at the time. And even when someone isn't knocking but just approaching, the camera can send a little note to your phone. But now Amazon-owned Ring, which makes doorbell cams, floodlight cams, and spotlight cams, will be introducing AI to tell you exactly who or what is near your door, or your window, or your back porch, or what's going on in your living room is spotted by your indoor cam. On Ring's website, it shows contextual descriptions for the action on camera, like the dog tearing up paper towels, or more urgently, two people are looking into your car's windows. The video descriptions feature can be enabled through the Ring app and will work with all Ring doorbell and cam products. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Traders were looking at war and interest rates on Wall Street Wednesday.
Stocks taking a breather after Tuesday's rally and ending mixed as an Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding, and investors digested remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell
during his second day of congressional testimony. Powell stressing that the central bank is still studying the effects of President Trump's tariffs before deciding on interest rate cuts. Tech stocks were among the gainers, lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, while consumer staples lagged. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Visa, Travelers, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 107 points, the NASDAQ higher by 61. S&P 500 was flat. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Downtown Wichita building to be renovated. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. There has always been a third floor to the Kansas Leadership Center at 325 East Douglas, but for 15 years, the KLC has left it unfinished and mostly unused. That will change, however, with an upcoming project to build out the floor to accommodate a staff that's doubled over the years. $1.6 million plans filed with the City County Building and Construction Department call for additional office and classroom space to conference rooms, virtual meeting rooms, and collaboration and lounge space. The nonprofit's project is expected to be completed by early 26. The KLC's parent organization next door, the Kansas Health Foundation, recently underwent an improvement project of its own. The job market right now is much tougher than it has been the past 3 or 4 years, but there's one job benefit that is becoming more popular among employers: pet insurance. A nationwide survey shows job postings that included an offer of pet insurance have more than doubled since 2022 to an all-time high of 18.3% nationwide. The CEO of one employee benefits firm says for many younger members of the workforce, pet insurance can be as important or more important than the employee's own health insurance. A second survey said that of employees who have set aside money for pet care, two-thirds are between ages 18 and 35, so all hail our important four-footed friends. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
So when Fido goes in to get his nails trimmed, your insurance will pay for that, your company insurance, huh?
I'm not sure if a nail trim would qualify under insurance, but yes, I a lot of, you know, preventative care can be pet insurance. Yeah.
I wonder what the deductible is at, the copay.
I have not looked into details, although I probably should have over the years.
You know, I think I can't speak for everybody, but I would think in terms of working for a company, if a company were more concerned about helping you with your daycare for your child, it would be more important than the dog, you know. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just an insensitive old guy, right? I'm just a miserable
Aren't
old
we
man
all?
Who can't understand insurance for a poodle or a little kitty cat, right? Ted, do you
But
have
you
any...
love your poodles and kitty cats, don't you?
Oh, sure. Ted, do you have any insurance for your cats?
I do not.
Oh, well, you see, you're
skating. Concentrating on the daily feeding and watering.
You're skating on thin ice. Anything can happen.
I know.
Could be a catastrophe.
Those two could rebel at any moment.
Yeah. One of them could run outside, get hit by a car, and then where are you?
They don't want to go outside.
Man, you could be financially devastated by something like
that. Well, let's hope not.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't been to the vet for a while, but I'm sure they're getting their money's worth. All right, Kirk, everything doing okay for you today? Everything up to snuff?
Yes.
Okay.
We have an event today at the Business Journal. It's called Unsung Heroes. We recognize people within companies who aren't always thought of as the most important people, but they're the kind of the glue of the organization, the people who get things done, and you couldn't do without them in your business. So we recognize those folks today.
Okay, I think Cindy from our shop is going to be one of them.
That's right.
Cindy Tyler,
yeah. Right?
Yeah. So is there a stipend with that, several thousand dollars, something like that, or not?
You'll have to talk to Tony Deucing about that.
Yeah, I got an idea. But all right. Well, hey, yeah, congratulations to those unsung heroes.
Yeah. Right?
This is a good deal. Today is National Beautician Day. Numerous studies have shown that people feel a different level of confidence when they look their best. And beauticians help achieve this, as you're well aware, Kirk. A beautician beautifies your features through makeup, hairstyling, manicures, pedicures, and both. And all. There you go. I was in to see my beautician yesterday. Actually, I called him a barber, and he doesn't seem to be offended by that. Mike Watson is his name, and I even tipped him. I gave him a little gratuity on top of the fact that he spent a good, I would say, 4.5 minutes cutting my hair yesterday. It's just
it's not an intricate job, huh?
Not a huge challenge. In fact, you know, if you were cutting hair in the Marine Corps, you could do mine. Okay,
yeah.
which reminds me, I have a gift card for a pedicure that I have not redeemed yet. I got to go get a pedicure. You ever had one of those, Kirk? A pedicure?
Never have. Never have. I'm okay with nobody messing with my feet.
Okay. Well, I got to get out and do it just to have a life experience. All right. National Beautician Day. Thank you, Kirk. Hey, we'll check with you next hour. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted, some challenging the need for and the effectiveness of the U.S. strikes on Iran, airstrikes. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Off to a pretty nifty start to the second half of the season for the Wind Surge baseball team. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
And how about entertainment news? Blur, huh?
Yes, we'll get you all your entertainment news in the Blur. We've already got some great audio lined up. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS.